medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
That we've been sitting around the table, drinking java by the cup. You know what? My lady wants me home. But when I sit down, I can't get up.
Welcome to Body Talk Live with Jeremy Gateman of Total Fit and Rehab, coming to you from Century City, California. I'm your host, Lori Z. Join us each week to learn something new about your body, pain, and solutions with the one and only Jeremy Gateman. Jeremy, how are you doing today?
Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Very, very excited today to do the show, and I'd like our listeners to hear a little bit about your background, you know, who you are, what you do.
Absolutely. One of the first things that I always share with my clients is, number one, all the information that you and I talk about and that I talk about on the show is purely suggestive. I'm not a doctor, so anytime that there's suggestions out there, always check with your physician. You know, these are things that I've tried on myself, and these are things that I use in my practice with my existing clients and new clients. And again, I always share with them, too, to check with their physicians. And more about me and my practice with Total Fit and Rehab. I've been in the fitness and rehab field for about 20 years now, since 1998. And I work and specialize with spinal disorders and also joint-related issues. But over the last 10 years, I really developed my practice with more of the mechanics of the body, people coming to me with lots of other issues and feeling that they were a little bit lost, and going to all the other physicians and trying this and trying that. And I was really listening and paying attention. And as I was working on my clients, I really started really figuring out that if you had a back problem, it may not necessarily be coming from the back. And I really incorporated a lot of myofascial body work and body mechanics in my practice. And that's really how I focus my practice today is with the mechanics of the body. If your shoulders are out, if your hips are out, there's a story that your body tells us. And also what's really important is we do it together. Anytime someone comes into my office, it's a group effort. We do it together, my client and myself, and we make the decisions. And it really works well because it builds the confidence in that person that, wow, this is really going to be a successful process versus going into an office, being told what to do, or just basically having a treatment. And not understanding about what's going on and not being in tune with your body.
Right. So you're very customized as far as what you do. You're very customized to the person. It's not like a cabin call. You know, you're running in and out of the doctor and they have like 5 minutes to see you. You actually spend the time with each client to try to figure out what their issues are.
Yeah. And it's just me in my practice, and it's one-on-one. People really like that. People really like that attention. People really like that it's really focused, and they get educated. Every session that, even if it's a client that I've had for years, they're still getting educated. They're still learning about themselves. They're still learning about things that they can do on their own. And that's really important, and that's part of what I really enjoy about what I do, and that's what I love about with you and I doing this show, is it's so great to reach those people. And for me, it's important that I want them to feel when they're listening to our show, I want them to know that I'm there with them. I'm in that room, or they're here with me, and they're getting educated on things that make sense or that they're feeling and something that is going on in their lives.
You know, I think, Jeremy, too, you're a good source of information because you really know your subject, your topics. You know, sometimes people make big mistakes, like, you know, and I can tell you, I have family members who do this. They go online and they look it up, and all of a sudden they have every problem that there is, and they self-diagnose.
Yes.
I think that's kind of scary because, you know, unless you're a doctor or someone who knows a lot about these things, you know, someone who's doing rehab, you can give yourself any problem.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And I get that a lot. You know, I have a lot of clients that do the research, and I have a funny client who, you know, he comes and he says, oh, my gosh, I have this. You know, I went and did my exercise class, and, you know, I said, no, you don't have this. You know, stop going on the Internet. Now, not saying that the Internet isn't a great source of information. We all use it. But I think that the amount of information that's out there is so much that it really confuses, because there's specific words in the phrases of back pain, right? A simple thing of back pain. Then someone's going to say, and they're going to see something that sort of shines at them and says, oh my gosh, well, I feel that. I have it. And not necessarily. But again, whenever there's, you know, you're second guessing yourself and you're sort of feeling something, get it checked out. That's the most important thing.
I agree.
Be proactive.
I mean, you know, you can look information up, but, you know, if you go into to a source like WebMD, which is reputable, that's fine. But if you're looking on a thread where other people are posting and saying, do this, I'd be a little bit wary. But people do that, and they end up in the hospital because they don't have the right information, and that's a big issue.
Do it. Yeah. You're so right. They do it all the time, and specifically when it comes down to taking things, you know, whether it's an over-the-counter medication or it's an herb-based thing or a vitamin. Things are out there. You really got to be careful because everybody's different. Everybody has different reactions, allergic reactions. So when you are wanting to challenge yourself or look into something to try, look at it. Check it out. Do your research. I always do. You know, my wife thinks I'm nuts because I do so much research. And she says, gosh, you know, why did you buy such a big phone? I said, because I don't have time to carry my laptop around. This is the easiest source of information for me. and it's true, because I want to do the research. I want to find out what's out there. And that's from coming from my clients and what they're hearing out there. So I can make sense of the questions that they have, whether it's information worth looking into or it's information that should sort of just basically be passed on.
Now, before we go to a commercial break, I want to let our listeners know you're going to be talking about flu season, how to reduce symptoms.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a bit about omega fatty acids, foods and inflammation, that's a big one, and exercise. Now, if you'd like to call into the show, you can call in at 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. We'll go to a commercial break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to Body Talk Live. I'm here with Jeremy Gateman. And Jeremy, we have a whole bunch of stuff to cover in this show.
We have lots of great stuff.
Yeah, you know, the weather has been really, really wacky. It goes hot, it goes cold, people get sick, the flu starts.
Yes.
And I want to talk with you about flu season and how to reduce symptoms. And just an interesting side note on me, I can't take a flu shot because I actually get sick. So I'm one of those people I need to know, like, how not to get the flu to begin with.
And it's tough, you know, and I'm in the same boat with you because I have a compromised immune system. You know, when people say, well, gosh, when you get the flu shot, you know, it's kind of a myth that you don't. I actually do get sick, and I get sick for sometimes a good 3 days. But for me, it's good to take the flu shot, so I sort of do it anyway. And interesting, there's a bad flu season going on right now, and we have it here in Los Angeles. I don't know if you have it much there where you are, but it definitely is sort of traveling around the states. And one of the best things that you can do is take zinc. Zinc is a mineral that's so important for the immune system and for the body, and it really can reduce your symptoms of a cold or flu. And it can be up to almost 50%, which usually seems like a lot, but there's been tons and tons of research on the actual independence of zinc as a mineral and what it does to the body. And it not only actually helps the immune system during the cold and flu season, but it also helps with healing wounds and helping with body infections, whether it's a cut on your finger or whether it's an infection in your body. And it also helps to regulate and calm down your digestive system.
Well,
which is great for me.
Yeah, on that. Because it, you know, you're taking zinc, so people go, okay, I'm going to go out to the supermarket and I'm going to, you know, and I'm going to buy the zinc in the supermarket aisle. Now, one thing I do know, you know, is that it's usually not the best quality. It's usually just the cheapest. And so people don't realize that there are certain vitamin brands that assimilate into your system better, and maybe, you know, are capsules better than pills? And is it better to go to a health food store where someone's going to be more knowledgeable about getting you something where you're actually going to get the zinc out of the pill and not just the filler?
Yeah, it's always better to go to a place, a store, where there's some knowledge there. I have never been one to, you know, unless it's more of just an over-the-counter type, you know, a Tylenol or a Pepto-Bismol or something, but I've never been one to go to the market and buy my supplements. I've always been one to go to a place where I know that they've got lots of choices of brands, and there's somebody there that has some knowledge base on being able to answer my questions and guide me in the right direction. And I'm always a fan, whenever you're going to take something, remember your body's got to break it down. So anytime you can get something in a liquid form or something in a capsule, you're always better to do that, because your body then has less of a process to be able to break down that solid substance like a tablet. So even in zinc, these days zinc comes in so many different forms. You can even get them in lozenger forms. So that is going to be able to be broken down in your mouth and easily digested and absorbed in your system. Less toxic for your system to be able to break down that big solid tablet.
Okay. Now, how much, you know, what percentage would you say can zinc reduce maybe a cold or the flu?
You know, it's interesting. I was just looking this up when I found out that the flu shot that I took last year really isn't effective. It's almost 32% is what they were saying, that the flu shot could be able to reduce the flu, which isn't much. So it's interesting that the studies came out many years ago that when taking zinc during a cold or flu season, or when you're starting to initiate, and that's the most important thing, when you start to feel that your body is going through a change, whether it's a cold, you're feeling under the weather, that's when you want to start something. You don't want to wait till your symptoms become more concrete. You want to start them when they're in the earlier stages, and you can reduce those symptoms by almost 50% with zinc. And
now, should you be taking it a little after you start to feel better too for a while? Or is it daily?
Absolutely. You know, for me, I take a low dose of 50 milligrams of a capsule zinc almost every day. And I've been doing this, and this is just personally, this is just me. And for me, I know that it really makes a difference, because I do have a compromised immune system. So, you know, being around people so much, I'm at more of a risk of catching colds and flus and infections from other people. And I really have been able to control that over the years by just simply maintaining a small dosage of zinc every day.
Okay, so zinc, you know, it can help heal wounds or infections, and it can help with digestion.
Right.
But what foods contain zinc? What if you don't want to take a pill and you want to eat food instead?
Food,
what do you do?
Food is great. And some of the foods, and quickly just going back to the supplement mineral zinc, even though the foods have zinc, which is great, it's a smaller amount, so I still am saying and suggesting that if you check with your physician increasing your supplementation of zinc also is important. But some of the great foods that you can eat, nuts have great zinc components to them, beans, legumes, and also your proteins, your animal proteins, have a lot of zinc, and specifically red meat. Red meat has a little bit more zinc in it than your turkey and your chicken. And these are great things to incorporate into your diet. Doesn't mean that you have to go,
Oh, yeah, you don't have to go crazy. I know you're going to say you don't have to go crazy.
Yeah, I see
that you're probably better off taking it in the liquid form if you're someone like me, because then you have to worry about what foods you're going to eat every day to get it. But there are a lot of people who, you know, are into the natural food thing, and they're going to want to know what they can do. Now,
exactly.
I know that there are also medical interactions with zinc. So can you, we've got a couple minutes before the break, can you talk a bit about what are the medical interactions with it?
Yes, absolutely. You know, even with simple zinc, that's a mineral that is pretty easy on your system. Again, always check with your physician. One of the medical interactions actually that is pretty big, because one of my clients who's a female was talking to me about this and brought it to my attention, and that is that with zinc, there is an interaction with women that take birth control. So anytime you're going to take something that is not prescribed by your physician, check it out. Specifically, if you're already taking a prescribed medication, you want to make sure that there's no interaction that will cause your other medication to be not effective. That's super important.
Yeah, I agree. I know when I go to my doctors, you know, they ask if they're prescribing, you know, a prescription, they usually ask you, you know, what natural remedies are you taking, so that they make sure they don't interact with it, because you have a bad reaction.
It's so important. And when we spoke about sort of my background a little bit earlier, with some of my clients that talk to me about, you know, their regimen of vitamins and minerals and some of the other medications that they take, I always state, you know, you got to check with your physician with this stuff. You know, this is really important to make sure that you're on the right track, because the absorption of either your medication or the absorption of that vitamin or mineral that you're taking may not be absorbed because of the interactions. So you want to be really, really careful with that. That's important.
I gotcha. All right. Well, we are going to go to a break. If you want to reach Jeremy Gateman direct, you can reach him at 310-994-9477. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Here we are back on Body Talk Live with Jeremy Gateman. And so, Jeremy, we've been talking about, you know, the flu. Let's talk now about omega fatty acids. And what are the explain what they are and what the benefits are.
Benefits are huge. You know, in my practice, I deal with a lot of my clients with inflammatory issues. And again, you know, with me, I look at the whole picture. So with my clients, we're looking from head to toe to figure out what's going on. But then we also get a little bit more inside, you know, what's going on with their digestive systems, because that also tells a huge story about what's going on with the rest of their bodies. You know, one can cause another thing. So when you've got some digestive issues, you can also have some inflammatory issues going on as well. So the benefits are fish oils. And they come in different ways, and we'll get to that. But one of the most important things of fish oils is the inflammatory products that it has for the body and for the joints, and also for the digestive system. And sort of when we talk about the big picture about your body, the body's made up of lots of different things, right? It's got its joints, it's got its muscles, but it also has its connective tissues and that also is really important to reduce when you've got an inflammatory issue going on. Those soft tissues really cause a lot of issues for a lot of people. And taking fish oils, and what's interesting is they did a big study on fish oils, and when and the interesting thing is you can eat foods that have fish oils, which is great, such as salmon. But when you take them, you have to take quite a bit. And I take them on an everyday basis for me. And I really notice a huge difference. Again, this is just personal. But those omega-3 fatty acids, and they come in different forms. The best form is a gel capsule, right? Not very many people want to take, like, cod liver oil and drink it. That's kind of, you know, I heard stories from clients that, you know, their grandparents had them drink cod liver oil when they were little. Huge benefits with being able to break down. So let's talk about real quick sort of what makes omega-3 fatty acids. Let's talk about the foods if we can real quick. Okay. Salmon. Salmon is great. And to incorporate enough of your omega-3s, it really comes down to about 5 ounces of a salmon fillet, and that's about 3-4 days a week. When you want to turn that into more of a supplement base, and again, this is just suggestive, always want to check with your physician. This is what I do, and this is what I suggest with my clients. When it comes to fish oils, you're realistically taking almost about 8 to 12 fish oil caplets, little caplets, almost every day to be able to get enough of that omega-3 fatty acid to be able to benefit your body and start that inflammatory process for you.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot of caffeine.
It is.
Does it come in a liquid form or no? Because
it does come in a liquid form. It does. It comes in a liquid form, and it's about 2 to 3 teaspoons a day.
Okay.
And one of the most important things that I've noticed is I take it with food. And that really helps me personally. I take my pills first, and then I always have it, my breakfast, and then I have my dinner. But the interesting thing,
Yeah, I'm imagining you eating breakfast, lining up all the capsules and all the liquids. You know, like you must have like a little system, which is probably good, because most people don't. Some days I can't remember what I took and what I didn't.
You're right. I actually do have a little bit of a system. Again, as we were talking, my wife thinks I'm a little bit crazy, but, you know, that's just sort of me. And the interesting thing, and one of the things that you want to notice is when you either take it in a liquid form or you take it in those little gel capsules, you want to make sure that there's no smell and there's no taste. So whenever I buy my gel caplets, I always open one up and I sort of squeeze it onto my finger and I smell it and taste it because I want to make sure there's no smell and there's no taste, because if there is, it's rancid and it's not good for you, and take it back, because it's not going to go well in your system.
Okay.
And I always, for me, I keep my fish oils in the refrigerator. But that, again, is just me. I want to keep things a little bit cooler, and it stays fresher a little bit longer. And
So it sounds like you have your plan. Keeping, I know with certain vitamins or supplements that you take, I know that the liquid ones, I know, usually have to be refrigerated, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I know a lot of people don't know that, and I kind of learned that the hard way, too. But I don't think everyone always reads the directions on the bottle.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's so tiny, you can't read it unless you have a magnifier. So
you're absolutely right.
It's not going to affect you correctly.
Well, it's still going to be beneficial, but when it... You want it to stay fresh, and so they state these things purposely, specifically with more of the liquid-based omega-3 fatty acids. You want to keep those refrigerated. I'm pretty sure out there that there's some that don't need to be refrigerated, I'm big on buying things that need to be refrigerated because they stay fresher longer, and making sure that you buy things that are in that dark brown sort of burgundy bottle because it reduces light, and light has a tendency to decrease the longevity of your vitamins and minerals.
Okay. So are there, let me ask you, this is sort of a trick question.
Yeah.
Fish oil. When you buy fish, you can buy the fish that's grown versus, you know, the wild fish. Fish oil, is it different like that also?
It is. For me, I always make sure that I buy the fish oils that have the fish base that are wild caught. So none of it is farm raised. And even when I buy fish these days, and it's tougher, I don't know with you guys and where you guys are with being able to buy fresh fish, but here, you know, it's getting tougher and tougher to be able to get fresh wild caught fish.
Right.
And that's so much better for you than having farm raised fish.
Right. I've noticed that in the supermarket. Usually it states which it is nowadays, or you can ask.
It's harder to get
something that's natural. You know, a lot of times the fish is frozen and then reheated. I don't think that's as good either, so.
Right. I'm a huge fan of, if you're going to buy frozen fish, then buy frozen fish. Don't buy it as if it was previously frozen, because then you've already sort of exposed it to air. I kind of like it to, you know, buy it frozen, defrost it, and cook it.
Yep.
So it's really not sitting out, and it's, yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do a quick commercial break. We have, you can call on live and ask Jeremy Gateman a question. It's 888-627-6008. Stay with us. Back in a moment. We are back on Body Talk Live with Jeremy Gateman. Jeremy, we have David on the line, and so I'd like to have you maybe, you know, he's one of your clients, talk to him a little bit about why he came to you, and you guys can talk about, you know, how you have helped him.
Absolutely. Hi, David. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Absolutely good.
Sure.
Good. So, let's talk. Let's talk about how we met and what was going on with you when you and I started our relationship, you know, almost about 4 years ago.
Right. Well, so I was just like going to a regular gym, you know, doing the regular gym workout that I had been doing for ever and ever. And I got really bored of that. And I started doing classes, and then I got into CrossFitting. And I just like to go. You know, it was a class. It was like structured time to work out.
Right.
Right as I really started to get into it, I hurt my back really badly. I had sciatica and like a bulging disc. And I went to my doctor, and you know, they just like gave me some pills. And then I eventually qualified for physical therapy through the doctor at Cedars.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like wasn't really what I was looking for. I mean, it was like try to get you out of pain, mostly.
Right.
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 So I tried to.
Do you remember how long you did that? I don't remember how long you did the physical therapy.
It was a few months. Like, I was in pretty bad pain there for about 3 months. And then it got better, but then it kept getting hurt, and I kept trying to work around it, and I kept trying to sort of figure it out on my own, and I just felt really sort of at my wit's end when I got a Groupon to you, which is how I found your name. But I mean, it wasn't
right,
really
I remember
any different.
I did that years ago.
It was just sort of a picked you out of a hat, basically, and you happened to be in the Groupon hat. But, you know, my intention was to go, and I came to you, and I was like, look, you know, I've been doing this CrossFit thing. I'm not, you know, wild. But I keep getting hurt, and I don't know why, and I'm tired of hearing, well, you should just stop doing CrossFit, from doctors and the physical therapists that I had seen. And so I was like, can you fix this? Can you help me? And
I remember.
And so then that sort of started the whole process 4 years ago.
No, I remember when you came in and we started working on that stuff. And what's great is you've been pretty successful in continuing your CrossFit and your exercise programs with
I haven't had like an acute back problem in probably 2 years.
Yeah,
and for a while there was kind of, I mean, even after I started seeing you, it kept happening. But you know, I went from not knowing anything, and actually been in, I was probably had been in a pretty compromised position physically because of the workouts that I was doing at the gym weren't balanced, right? So I didn't understand any of that. I didn't understand that, you know, that the body is sort of this whole piece and not just
part. Right. And I think that, you know, we were talking about it earlier in the show is, you know, one of my loves, you know, of what I do in my practice is, you know, educating my clients. And I remember, you know, you and I sitting down and really coming up with a game plan because I know how passionate you were about continuing your exercise programs and your CrossFit and really us working together as a team and making sure that we're accomplishing things that are important to you, but things that were important to structure when we're together in doing our treatments and our exercises as well.
Right. Yeah, so I mean, I never left your appointment without some kind of homework. Now, I didn't always do it, but it was informational.
Don't tell me that.
At least. Right. It was informational, at least, and it all gave me the basis and the foundation to understand, you know, my own body and to be able to
then and that's
fix
so important.
My own body and be aware of my own body in a way that I just wasn't before.
Right. And I think that's so important. You said something that's crucial to today that I think more and more as we're getting older and I think that there's more injuries and more things occurring, people are, you know, doing more exercises, is getting a little bit more in tune with your body and being more proactive in what's going on with you. And I know you and I spoke when I saw you last, sort of what your thoughts were about, you know, the general public and being proactive in themselves and benefiting themselves on tell me what your thoughts are a little bit on that.
Well, just that, you know, I know CrossFit gets a bad rap and he hurt his back doing CrossFit. Of course he did, like, you know, because it's so dangerous. Yeah. But I believe for me that injury, like, probably saved my life in some kind of way. I mean, maybe not, that's a little dramatic, but it really changed my life because I wouldn't have known otherwise that there was this problem, and I wouldn't have known to try to fix it, and I wouldn't have known that it could have been fixed. But I also was engaged in that process. I mean, I became interested in fixing it, in looking into ways to fix it, into investigating it, trying to fix it. You know, and I believe, you know, I have family members or whatever that in the past, you know, they've had problems with their shoulder and they went to surgery and it didn't really work, or they had back surgery and it didn't really work. And I think about that now, and I think, you know, I would strongly discourage anyone from having surgery without trying at least a good year. You know, find a good physical therapist, somebody who's not going to tell you, you can't do that. Somebody who's, you know, going to help you learn and understand your body and work you. Like, you know, it's not nice. It's not a massage. It hurts.
It's
exercises. It's kind of monotonous and boring at times. But, you know, then.
Oh, it's also good,
after
too.
You try that for a good time, a good long time,
yeah.
You know, really give it your own good effort, you know, then if yeah. there's surgery, you know, then I don't know, that's probably
and,
when you should do that.
Too is,
but,
in the time
you know,
that you and I have worked together, the time that you and I have worked together, too, you know, I never discouraged you or anybody else from doing what they love to do, you know, unless it really is an issue to where we need to take some time off to let that inflammation down. But you've been
right.
able to really continue things that you've loved to do more and more.
Right. Well, and I modify a lot of things, you know. I don't. There are certain things I don't do.
Yeah.
Based on either what you've said or just how it just doesn't work for me. Like I don't do a lot of jumping. Out under high stress.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about that.
Asking
yeah.
for it, but you know, I do dance and I jump there, so it's not that I don't jump at all. I just
right.
know where to practice it.
Right. It's also you know your limits, and it's interesting,
yeah.
Lori. David is I so enjoy working with him, and we've been together for such a long time. And he's one of the guys that really makes a huge effort into incorporating things that we do here into his everyday life. And it really is
yeah.
great because it makes a huge difference.
Yeah,
even though people,
like yep. Yeah,
people don't want.
Yeah, I was thinking about examples to use. You know, like I don't.
Yeah.
Now, I don't step off the curb, you know, to cross the street, without engaging my core a little bit. You know,
yeah.
because I've stepped off a curb before and popped my back. So
yeah.
I know now that you know I need to be aware of that, and it's just like these subtle little things that I do all throughout my day now that I'm aware of that I never was before.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's great.
Points. Hey, guys, we do have to go to a commercial break, but I think you know, David made some good points, which is look at the natural ways, you know, a way like Jeremy is doing, rather than go for surgery. So, David, I do want to thank you for being on the show. We are going to go to a
sure.
commercial break. Yep, and when we come back, we're going to talk about foods and inflammation, so stay with us. Yes, we are back on Body Talk Live, and Jeremy, I thought David was great in explaining,
that,
you know, his situation and how you were
such,
able to help him, and that's how you're able to help people.
Yeah, he's such a great guy, and you know, I don't say that just because, you know, he was on the show and he's a client of mine. I mean, he truly is really a gift of a client and a friend, and I really mean that. He really works hard, but he's just a genuine guy. I mean, super supportive of just me and what I do and the changes that I make in my practice. And it really is great.
Yeah, he listens to you and he takes accountability for himself.
He does. He does. And, but, you know, it's just great also to have those clients that, that are a little bit more than just your client, you know, and that's
right.
also super important. But it was great. I'm so happy he was on with us.
Yeah, he definitely is a great guy, and love
yes.
to have him back as a guest again in the future. But I do
Absolutely.
Want to talk about foods and inflammation. That's a big one.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
It's like, you know, how do you know what's inflaming you?
You know, it's so interesting, and you and I have had this conversation before on, you know, foods that are good for inflammation and foods that can cause inflammation, and it's true. What do you eat? How do you know? What's going on in your body? And I think that's one of the things that I really like to incorporate into my sessions with people is to really get down into finding out everything, you know, my client just the other day says, well, gosh, you know, why, when I see you in the morning, you always ask me what I eat for breakfast. And I said, I'm just curious. You know, you came to me with specific issues, so I'm just curious about, you know, what you're putting in your system and, you know, if there's any suggestions that I could have for you. And, you know, some of them like it. I think they're sort of taken back by it a little bit, but I continue to do it because it makes sense. And eventually they actually like it. They even share it with me without me asking. But it's interesting when you look at inflammatory foods and you look at the things that we eat on an everyday basis and you think about animal proteins. And one of my family members had fibromyalgia, and she called me many years ago and said, you know, I was diagnosed with this. I'm having some pain and inflammation. What do I do and how do I eat? And I said, well, you can continue eating what you're eating, but suggestively, instead of cooking a breast of chicken or a turkey breast or something like that, get it in ground form. If you can get those proteins in ground form, your body's having to break it down less. There's less energy that your digestive system has to go through with these solid proteins, which makes your insides sort of a little bit happier, less anti-inflammatory, if I can say. Okay. And when you're talking about foods that to avoid that cause inflammation, you know, these are sugars. Sugar's a big one. I try personally, I don't know about you, with some of the things that goes on with you, but sugars are definitely inflammatory into the system. And I notice when I have stuff that's a little bit more processed with those sugars, I don't feel so good.
Right.
But other foods that, as they would call nightshade vegetables, which are eggplant, tomatoes, potatoes, these have an alkaloid in them called solanine, S-O-L-A-N-I-N-E. And this causes a little bit of inflammation in the system. Now, you have to eat these in large processes, in large amounts, mm-hmm. to be able to really have, I guess you could say, indigestion or inflammation. These are basically on the leaves and on the branches of the plants. And this sort of acts as almost as an enzyme for a nerve toxin for bugs. But it can be inflammatory for us as well, ingested in large amounts. Now let's talk about some foods that we can eat that are super beneficial for inflammatory issues, for people that have arthritis, for people that had surgery, or for people that just have general aches and pains. What can we do with our daily life and foods to incorporate into our diets? One of the great things, fruits. One of the great things is pineapple, because it has bromelain, which is an enzyme that actually naturally reduces inflammation in our bodies. The other is butternut squash, another great one that has great vitamins and minerals in it that is an anti-inflammatory process in your body and easy to digest. And the other is blueberries, cherries, and of course fish, which we talked about earlier in the segment about the omega-3 fatty acids being anti-inflammatory into our bodies.
Now, these foods, can you put, like the fruits, you could put this together and make a smoothie, no?
You can absolutely do that. Absolutely. You know, one of the other foods that I try to stay away from or suggest for people that are having some inflammation in their bodies, whether it be digestive or joint related, is dairy. So if you're going to do smoothies, you know, do it with a juice or do it with, you know, coconut milk or almond milk if you can.
Okay.
And mixing in the fruits. Absolutely. Make smoothies is absolutely okay. Easy to digest. In fact, that actually is sometimes my suggestion. If someone's going through a process where they're dealing in a lot of pain, I'll suggest actually doing some of the fruit smoothies for breakfast, maybe for lunch a couple of times during the day, to give your system a rest so it doesn't have as much to digest.
Okay. Now, I mean, I've noticed, you know, we talked before, like the soy milk, you know, and then I found soy yogurt, which was great. And the next time I went back and they didn't have soy yogurt, and I'm standing in, you know, there for like 20 minutes looking for something that was, it's just because it's not, I guess it's just not all that popular, and I may have to go to a health food store to get that kind of thing.
Yes.
Now, we got a few minutes before we close, so, you know, obviously you teach people how to exercise by making them aware of proper body mechanics, so it reduces their risk of injuries.
Yes, exactly.
So I also know, because Total Fit and Rehab, you make sure that they have to start an exercise program so that they're doing it the right way and not injuring themselves, which is kind of what David was talking a little bit about.
Right, exactly. You know, if someone comes in on a program of exercise that they want to start, you know, I do a lot of training in my practice as well, besides just the myofascial body work and the rehab stuff. You know, I'll bring them into my room and we'll go over things. And it's a huge benefit to them to let them know where they are. So I want to make sure that anytime you go and start an exercise program, you're starting off in the right place. If I see that there's something going on with a new client or an existing client that we've done some rehab, now we're going to transition into more of an exercise and endurance program, I make sure that everything is in proper mechanical order, meaning everything is in alignment, you know, and you can only do your best. Some things just, you know, are what they are. But you always want to start an exercise-based program, even running, to where you're focused on, look at your posture, look at where your hips sit, look at where your neck sits. All of these things, as you incorporate into lifting weights, pushing and pulling, and building muscle on top of muscle that may be sort of out of alignment, isn't the way you want to start. You really want to start a program on a completely clean slate, and it really reduces injuries by a large percentage.
So start slow and work your way into
start
it.
Start slow.
Don't just jump up and try to do a million things and hurt yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I've always been one in my practice that I've always started slow. I always do things a little bit slower than most, and some people have brought it to my attention, and I give them the reasons why. Number one, it reduces injury. Number two, we're able to keep track of things specifically if we're working on, you know, a specific area that we're trying to get strong or that we're trying to decrease inflammation. If we do too much, then we don't know what's going on. We need to have a little bit of a track record. We can always add things, but when we add too much and you come back and say, well, gosh, you know, now my back's hurting, if we have too much, it's a little bit challenging to figure out, well, what that specific thing is that may be irritating your back. So I'm always erring on the side of caution with my clients.
I agree.
And it works out really well.
I agree, and I'm one of those people that I think, hey, I could just jump full force into it, and, you know, it'll make it go faster, and I've learned the hard way that that's when you end up even more injured than you were to begin with, you know. But, yeah, what I want to do, though, is I want to mention for next week, you know, you and I have kind of talked, not on the air, of course, but about maybe doing some type of a recipe or cookbook, because I know for someone like me, you know, I want to stand in front of the stove and cook some long, unhealthy thing. I would like to be able to find, like, quick, easy recipes for appetizers, entrees, and desserts, simple things to make that are healthy to eat. So we're going to be talking about that next week. So,
we are.
So I want to thank you.
And I get
another
that.
Another great show.
Thank you. It was great.
So I want to thank all of our listeners. Thanks for joining us on Body Talk Live with Jeremy Gateman of Total Fit and Rehab. Join us again next week for another exciting and informative show. And you can check out Jeremy's website page at totalfitandrehab.com. Be well.
I know I'm wasting all my time. Standing in that coffee line. That we've been sitting around the table, drinking Java by the cup. You know what? My lady wants me home. But when I sit down, I can't get up.